أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد. In the previous few ayats also we are reading of the great qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where on the one side they relate to the incident that was mentioned before of those people who killed all those people, burned them alive, who were believers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just because these people did not believe in the king as the God, but they believed in the one Allah, and they were burned alive. And so it refers to that they must fear that Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is so great and how Allah Ta'ala will punish. In that also was Allah still made a provision that if you make tawbah, I will still forgive you. And that shows the great mercy and kindness of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And at the same time it was a warning for the people of Makkah, the non-believers of Makkah, that they persecuted the Muslims also, so they should also fear that Allah's punishment can come upon them. And there also we see those people who persecuted the Muslims in the most terrible ways, like Abu Sufyan, his wife Hinda. But when they made tawbah, they accepted Islam, they became radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Not only that they were forgiven, but that Allah was pleased with them for the highest levels of pleasure which Allah Ta'ala had declared, that was also for them. So whenever we will also make tawbah, sincerely turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will not only forgive, but show His great, great mercies also on a person. And on the other hand, this also shows us that we should know who Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala is not what we make up in our mind, but we have to know Allah Ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala is, and we have to believe in Allah as He is, not as what we think and we make out of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to that, people went so much off a line that they also believed in Allah. Till today, the Hindus also believe in Allah, but they went so much off line that they are worshipping temples. Christians also believe in Allah, that one Allah, but they went so much offline that they have associated partners with Allah. They went into Trinity, etc., and the wrong believers. But basically, all believe in the one Allah, but they went so much offline. So if we are also not careful and we also make out something of Allah Ta'ala, we will also easily go out of the limits and we will go offline also. Like there are some people whom we have met who are five times namaz is everything, but they had to believe that Allah is one power, the power of good. Allah lets people do good, and on the other hand is shaitan, and he's also got a power of his own, and he makes people do evil, whereas this is totally wrong. And shaitan is the creation of Allah. Allah has put him as a test for us, but he cannot do anything without the power of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the one and only, the supreme power, and no one else has got any power before besides Allah Ta'ala. So with a few qualities which Allah Ta'ala mentioned, one was that when Allah Ta'ala takes people to task, He can take them very severely to task. The next one was, وَهُوَ يُبْدِيُ وَيُعِيدُ. He is the one of the first time and the second time. That is, Allah can give punishment in this world also and in Akhirat as well. And also Allah is the one who created us the first time, and it is nothing difficult at all for Allah to resurrect us and bring us back to life the next time. And then Allah reminds us also that He is the all forgiving and He is the all loving also. So just turn to Him. In fact, as ulama explained, Allah is just waiting for us that we make tawbah, and He accepts our tawbah. So we must not delay. We must turn to Allah and make tawbah. Next, Allah Ta'ala says, Dhul Arshil Majid. Malik Arshka Bari Shan Wala. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. That is the great throne of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also the throne of Allah Ta'ala is known as Majariya Qadha. That is that place where every decision, everything is what is going to take place in the world is decided there. The dollar price going up or down, the petrol price going up or down, which government is going to come in and which government is going out. All that is decided by Allah Ta'ala. And according to the actions of man, Allah makes this decision. And Allah uses mankind in order to effect His decisions which He makes. It's not that man does this or man does this. This all is decided by Allah Ta'ala and by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. No judge, no magistrate can write guilty or not guilty until it does not come from Allah Ta'ala. And all this, there is reasoning, and Allah Ta'ala does not just do things haphazardly, does not just punish people unnecessarily, does not do favors upon Allah just haphazardly. Everything is from Allah. And Allah's mercies are very great. Sometimes, many times, perhaps even all the time, the mercies shown by Allah, we are not deserving of it at all. It is just the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to, in Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that person who gets this belief and correctly strong in him, man kana nazruhu nazruhu ila majari al qada. That person whose nazar, who looks at the place of where decisions are made, he does not waste his time in fighting with people. Like, for example, a person throws a stone at a dog. Even a dog knows that that stone can't do anything. The stone is not the one that has harmed me. The person who has thrown the stone, the dog won't run after the stone, he will run after the person who threw the stone. So this is all conditions of this world, bad conditions. We fight with our spouses, we fight with our neighbors. All these troubles we have, all these conditions are coming from Allah. And the person who understands this, who has understood this, he doesn't waste his time fighting with people, etc. But he takes out time to correct his matters with Allah. That Allah who has sent this decision, I must correct my matters there. Or like a postman brings a check of 50 million rand for us. Or he brings a check of a summons for us. Now we start fighting with the postman that you have brought this summons. Or we start making his dawat. You brought a check of 50 million. The postman has only brought it. The one who sent it, it has come from there. So all our conditions, bad and good, are all from Allah Ta'ala. And we must make our connection with Allah Ta'ala and not fight with this person and blame that person. And this is the cause that there is. Allah has kept the system of the world, but Allah's system overrides and supersedes the system of the world. And that is that we have to have our connection with Allah Ta'ala and know that Allah is the sole doer of everything. So this aqidah of ours also must be corrected, and we must know who Allah Ta'ala is and the workings of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.